You might remember earlier this year the Arctic walrus believed to have drifted across the North Atlantic from Greenland to Ireland. One witness in Valentia Island in County Kerry told RTE's Sean McEntee in March what he'd seen.
Suddenly I heard...
Well, it seems the walrus is back. He's been spotted near Cluny Strand in County Waterford. Pádraig Woolley, sightings officer with the Irish Dolphin and Whale Group, is with us. Pádraig, what's been seen this week?
Well, on Monday, this walrus was very well photographed by Cormac Walsh off Cluny Strand in County Waterford, and it was also sighted yesterday off Ardmore, hauled up on a local small boat there, just in front of the Cliff House Hotel in Ardmore Bay. We can definitely confirm it's the same animal. Oh. 5 months later, that has completed an over 2,000-kilometre circumnavigation of the British Isles. It's a remarkable story.
How do you know it's the same walrus?
Well, it has the same unique mark. It's got white blotches on the elbow joint, if you like, of its left flipper, and they line up really well. And to be honest, there aren't too many walruses in Irish waters at the moment. So, yeah, we're as confident as we can be that it is the same individual that was off Valentia Island. And it's returned to Ireland after visiting Wales, England and France. It went as far south as La Rochelle on the Atlantic French coast and is now heading back, and we're all really hoping that, you know, it'll spend a bit of time here perhaps, but that it'll continue to track back north, back to more comfortable habitats for us.
Why do you think he's come back?
Well, we've no idea. I mean, it's prospecting. It's obviously, I don't know whether it's actively attempting to get back up north, but it's well capable of covering enormous distances. And people who have watched this animal, you know, when we think of walruses, we think of them up on land where they're very slow and they look ungainly and sluggish. But once these animals get into the water, they're capable of traveling very fast and covering significant differences. Like, this walrus was actually seen by bird watchers in St. Helens on Friday, and that's in the Scilly Isles off Cornwall. So between Friday and Monday, it crossed 250 kilometres of open ocean to get to the Waterford coast. So distances mean very, very little to this animal, but, obviously we are concerned, because there's the potential impact of disturbance. So, I mean, the message to members of the public is to give this animal space. It's a very large animal. It's about three times bigger than an Atlantic grey seal, and they're already really big animals. So it's a big animal, and minimise the disturbance, especially if you have a boat, to give the animal a respectful distance. Okay. And not to go near it. But it is an amazing opportunity for people to observe this really rare Arctic vagrant that's returned to Irish waters.
Welcome back. Pádraig Woolley, sightings officer with the Irish Dolphin and Whale Group. Thanks for speaking to us.